I did actually bring Madonna's Like a Prayer to the table, and my mother looked at that tape and she literally put it under her foot and she crushed it.
Separately, Sam and Ruby have gone through a lot of genres in their careers, from Madonna-influenced pop to a roots-influenced debut called The Here and the Now. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. On paper, Sam Brooker and Ruby Amanfu are an unlikely pairing. Sam was born in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to a guitar-playing dad who turned him on to Cat Stevens. Ruby was born in Ghana, but raised in Nashville on a musical diet of West African, gospel, and classical music. The two crossed paths at an open mic in Nashville in 1999. But it wasn't until a friend invited them to South by Southwest in 2005 that they became the duo Sam and Ruby. Their debut album, The Here and the Now, is a little bit country and a lot of folk and soul. And during a recent stop at FUV, Sam and Ruby both told me about their early musical influences.
Definitely parents. Like, my mom and dad, like, definitely music in the household. I remember being a little kid, my dad sitting at the piano singing Ray Charles songs and me running around the living room, you know, singing Night and Day. And
well, that's a pretty cool songs. Living room you had.
Yeah. But yeah, so my dad, you know, guitar, and my older brother, you know, he was introducing me to a lot of old funk music, like Parliament and Bootsy's Rubber Band, and he had all these like random funk bands. And then my dad, Cat Stevens and James Taylor, and just all the 70s singer-songwriter stuff.
Who can say why we get caught in the thrill of testing ourselves? We've been saying some things that could be crippling, and now we need God to heal. But I know what's right and what's wrong. I won't let this foolishness make you say you're gone. It's your love that makes me feel higher. This I know, this I know. Nobody can say otherwise. It's your smile that helps me get by. This I know, this I know. Every time I wanna cry.
My first years were spent in Ghana, West Africa. That's where I'm from, and music was all in our family. Just dating way back, you go to Ghana and you say our family's last name, and you're like, oh, okay, the musicians. And so...
And what is your last name?
It's Amanfu.
Amanfu.
Amanfu, yeah. So, grew up on...
The musician family.
The musician family, you know?
Sorry.
But, you know, I guess less in what you would think, less in the tribal West African music way. We loved classical music and very reverent music. So the records in my parents' record player were Kathleen Battle and Jesse Norman and Mahalia Jackson and Shirley Caesar. So you had classical and then you had a lot of reverent gospel. So I grew up on those two things. And then it wasn't until a lot later that I discovered some other things that really started to stand out for me. You know, obviously Joni Mitchell started to stand out. Ricky Lee Jones was a big one for me. Peter Gabriel was another epic artist that I really connected with. And then, you know, people like Sarah Vaughan, I was, you know, very fond, and Nina Simone. So those were things for me that I had to dig for some of those. But I felt like I'd known it all along, you know.
Shine in my shoes. Feels like time for wasting. 'Cause this bright sun is the only shine. Say you only live once, that the lot you get's for keeping, but glory's gonna come and make a new man out of me. Life's hard, I've always known that. I've never been handed no welcome man. When I die, please don't cry, 'cause heaven's my home anyhow.
Live performance of Heaven's My Home from Sam and Ruby. Their debut is The Here and the Now. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the complete session from Sam and Ruby and many other artists online at WFUV.org.